Let's go back to last city council meeting. Of course, one of the things that that y'all have to do is things change, and you bring in new members, is you have to reassign folks to some committees. And tell us basically what kind of changes would be most noticeable to individuals as far as count. Because folks need to understand, not only do they get paid the princely sum of $10 a month, you got to go to council, you have to go to board meetings, you have to be present for other things outside council meetings. So what are the changes that people would notice most readily, I think?
I think we have approximately 50-plus committees that the council members serve on. Some are internal with the city of Bryan. Others are external with other entities, other groups, other agencies, where we have city representation. This year, I elected to reduce the number of committees that I, as the mayor, Bryan, sit on, so other council members would have the opportunity to serve in those capacities. So I think each council member averaged about six committees and assignments. It's always been a rule of thumb. The mayor would go through and look at the list and find interest of each council members. And then as a collective whole, in a workshop session, as a consensus, we'll come to a consensus and decide who serves on what committees. Hopefully everyone's happy. No one's ever 100% happy. Like I said, this year with some of the slots that I released, the Mayor Pro Tem Greg Owens released some of his slots, so other council members would have more opportunities to serve on other committees, and I think it worked out better this year.
Okay. It's an interesting mix of candidates who are new members of council. One is a new member for the third time, and one is a brand new member. So how's the dynamic a little bit different with a real rookie and actually somebody who's spent quite a bit of time on council?
Well, I started with Ben, and I'll end with Ben Hardiman. He and I served together when I first got elected back in 2005, and little different dynamics today than it was back then. You always have different personalities on the council, it was a good first meeting. Both are learning. It's new day in Bryan, a lot of good things and new things going on. So even though Ben served before, he's got to play catch up and get an update on everything going on. And I call Buppy the Sponge. He's soaking up everything, and he's learning a lot. He told me the other day he's learned so much just in the past few weeks, and getting to see what's going on at the city of Bryan. And both are contributing very positive aspects to improving the city.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but can you, off the top of your head, tell me what kind of boards that Buppy's on, since he's the brand new kid on the block?
I didn't bring my list
with me. That's all right. I didn't necessarily know that you would.
I'll take a stab at it. Buppy is on the health department board since he's in the food business, so we thought that was interesting. He did get a mayoral appointment to serve on the airport authority, Easterwood Airport Board, in my spot. Buppy, I think, is on the audit committee, BISD, City of Bryan committee.
Okay.
And there may be some others.
Sure. Mayor Jason Bansky joined us this morning. Where are we as far as Uber and Lyft? I know that you're trying to do this in coordination with the City of College Station, so it's uniform within the area, but where are we with that right now?
There's been ongoing meetings over the past few months with Uber and with the City of College Station. I think right now we're waiting to see what College Station comes up with and what they vote through. It's a bigger presence in the city of College Station than it is in the city of Bryan, but I would like to see a joint ordinance, a very similar language, so there's not different rules and regulations in one city versus the other in regards to this business, but I think it's something we'll be talking about here in the near future.
Former city council member and former Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton, now on the board at Blinn. Did you meet with her ahead of that? Did you charge her with anything? What are your thoughts as far as she goes there, and what would you like to see her being there accomplish?
Well, I'm glad to see former Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton representing this community on the Blinn College Board. She's got a special place in her heart with Blinn College. She has a daughter that's been working at Blinn College for many years as a professor. She's been on the advisory board for many, many years, knows what's going on in our communities here, knows what's going on with Blinn College, a good, fair voice to come and represent all and work with, the board members and the current board members to try to get things done for our communities here. It's not a tough task. I mean, I'll be honest, Mayor Berry and Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton are in a tough spot. I'm sure they're probably not 100% welcomed. There are some folks that resisted adding two Brazos County members to that board, and I understand the reasonings why. But I think we can overcome everything, and those two will do a good job in serving our community and bringing both sides together, and so we can continue to grow on the west side with the new campus. And Ann is a perfect person, in my opinion, to represent us and to be able to get things done and accomplished without stepping on a lot of toes and upsetting a lot of people. She's got a good mannerism about her that will definitely bring some positive results for the benefit of all.
I think it's fair to say that that obviously there is a little bit of discomfort there, but the numbers bear out. I think the amount of money that that goes into the blend system from here makes it an important area, and Brian should have some input, as should College Station. Tell me, characterize, if you will, the administration, the new administration for Blinn, and how you are interacting with them as the mayor of Bryan.
I've met with Dr. Bird and Dr. Hensley over the past few weeks. We've got a lot of things that we're working with them on, not just the west side Blinn campus. We're also looking at a technical school here in Bryan, and so we've been in conversations about that and getting that going. You know, we've got a lot of wonderful things going on, but we're moving forward on the west side with the new campus. That hopefully there'll be some other opportunities that we can work with Blinn on in our communities here to everyone's benefit. But we've had some excellent meetings, so I'm definitely looking forward to continuing to work with both of them and working with Ann Horton and as our rep. And like I said, I think everyone knows Bryan campus brings in over $10 million to Brenham campus. I think Brenham campus maybe brings in a couple of million dollars. So the bulk of the dollars for Blinn College are generated here in the Bryan College Station and Bryan campus here. And so it's very important that we take care of this campus, take care of the staff and the students here, and make sure that future growth and development, particularly on the west side, and anything else that they encumber is dealt with. And another advantage of having Ann represented the central part of Bryan, District 4, and where the current Blinn campus is located. Mm-hmm. So she dealt with the traffic issues and congestion and all the problems and situations there, and she was definitely a voice of support for those residents in our city there. So having her on the board, she will be mindful to future growth and issues that might arise from that with the new campus.
Absolutely. All right. Anything else you got for us today?
Absolutely, Scott. Not sure if this is my last interview of the year, but I want to mention a few more items coming up here for the Christmas season. First, we've got Holiday Magic Thursday, December 3rd, this Thursday from 5:30 to 8:30 at Sue Haswell Memorial Park. They're running a shuttle from Blinn College because there'll be a ton of folks there, so there won't be a lot of parking around the current locations unless you're parking in the neighborhood. So we suggest that you go to Blinn College right around the corner, free shuttle. Again, it's free family fun, train rides. They've got the sledding on. We'll have real snow there, pictures with Santa, holiday crafts, games, hot chocolate. The Downtown Bryan Christmas Parade is next Friday, December the 11th at 6:30. I think y'all mentioned earlier that you can still participate in that.
Right.
So go on to downtownbryan.com and sign up. This week is the last week to sign up. It's a wonderful parade. If you haven't been to a parade,
at
night, it's beautiful. All the lights are lit up and the floats are lit up. It's beautiful. It's a lot of fun. And do want to mention that this Sunday is our Bryan College Station parade. So we welcome everyone to come out. I think it's at 2:00. Holiday greeting cards, December 8th, 6 to 8 p.m. at Parks and Recreation Office. So come and join us for creating holiday greeting cards. And then we have New Year's greeting cards, December 10th and 11th, 6 to 8 p.m. So all this information is on bryantx.gov. And I'd be remiss not to mention December 12th.
Mm-hmm.
This will be my last year to participate in this Mayor's Challenge, December 12th at noon at the Bryan Briarcrest Walmart.
Okay.
I have to mention that. We have three
Walmarts right
now.
Yeah,
so
right.
The large Walmart on the east side of town, the Briarcrest Walmart, the Salvation Army Mayor's Bell Ringing Challenge. The people in Bryan and College Station very generous in contributing.
Are you
to Salvation
the defending
Army.
Champion there?
I don't think I've ever lost a year.
Okay, Scott. I was going to let you brag a little bit. Okay.
I don't say as a champion. I call the participants and the contributors the champions because I think 9 out of 10 people that have come out of that store donate to the Bell Ringing Challenge. And so we have very generous citizens and that participate. We'll have Kaboom there from the Brazos Valley Bombers. Our men and women of the Bryan Police and Fire Department will be there. Some of our staff, of the council members. I've actually got people that are volunteering this year to come help.
Great.
So it's a lot of fun. That's December 12th, 12 noon at the Bryan Briarcrest Walmart, benefiting Salvation Army. So when you see that red kettle, wherever you see it, I know you did Chick-fil-A here recently.
I did. Yep.
Please give back.
Sure. Thank you. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep.